The House of Representatives is set to vote today on a stopgap measure to keep the government open past tomorrow, but big questions remain about whether that will pass. President Trump told reporters today that a shutdown very well could happen.
And the worst thing is for our military. We don't want that to happen. I'm here to support our military.
He was speaking at the Pentagon. Many are also worried that, shutdown or not, nothing will be done at the moment when it comes to the 800,000 people protected from deportation by the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. For more on that, we're joined by Todd Schulte, who's president of Forward.us, an immigration advocacy group backed by leaders in the tech industry, including Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg. Todd, are you holding out any hope for a DACA deal as part of the spending bill negotiations?
You know, we are really optimistic. And the reason for that is, you know, it's not just 85% of Americans who think Congress should act now to protect dreamers, but it's 79% of Republicans. This has incredible bipartisan support. You know, there's a lot of jockeying on both sides of the aisle here. But the one thing that I think everyone agrees needs to happen, and that could happen if both parties are willing to get together and work on this, is, you know, both a long-term spending package, but one, quite frankly, that ensures we're not going to be deporting hundreds of thousands of DACA recipients. That'd be terrible.
And yet it doesn't look like DACA is going to be in this bill, does it? I mean, the rhetoric coming out sounds like they're going to push that off to a later time, and there's very little time left.
There is very little time left. This really needs to get done right now. You actually had three bipartisan former secretaries of the Department of Homeland Security say, actually, January 19th is the real deadline to get this done. You know, there's always people who will tell you, oh, we're with you, but we'll get to it later. We've kind of come to the end here. Every day that we wait is going to be hundreds and thousands pretty soon, dreamers who are going to be subject to deportation.
So how do you think this fell apart? If it did fall apart, how did it fall apart?
You know, in Washington, there's never a deal until the last minute, which is both terrible and kind of just how it is here. I think the fundamentals still remain. The overwhelming number of the American public want to get this done. And I think what you're seeing is, you know, folks like conservative senator from South Dakota, Mike Rounds, say, hold on a second, there's a good bipartisan package. I support that. You know, and so I think the opportunity to get this done is right now. And real lives are on the line every day that we wait here, and Congress fiddles.
Do you think President Trump is on the same page as you about the Dreamers?
I think it's fair to say that President Trump created this crisis by ending DACA. I think at times he has clearly shown that he does not want to be responsible for that and wants a deal. I also think you need to be really clear. There are people around the president who, number one, wanted to end DACA so that they could do what they're trying to do now, which is slash legal immigration. The president has the opportunity to make big improvements in terms of funding for border security and take care of these young people. He said he wants to do that. But he can't listen to the people who want to slash legal immigration in exchange for that. And so, you know, really, ultimately, at the end of the day, he is the biggest actor here, and this is on him. He created this crisis, and he has the biggest opportunity to fix it.
What would you say if the deal was, we'll protect the Dreamers, but there's also going to have to be a border wall? Is that a good deal?
I mean, I think the border wall gets talked about a lot. Is it going to? We're never, ever, ever going to have a 1,000-mile border wall, right? I mean, that's $80 billion. It's never going to happen. I think the deal is going to include money for improvements in border security. And I think some of that's going to be physical barriers. Some of that may be walls in places here. I also think it's important to understand, though, that's actually not what's really holding up this deal. What's holding up a deal is people who claim to say it's about border security, but really are trying to hold hostage these 800,000 young people in exchange for cutting the legal immigration system in half. I mean, that's what Tom Cotton wants. He's a senator. That's what folks like Jeff Sessions want. They are part of maybe the 10 or the 12% of this country who also wants to deport dreamers. And the president's not going to be able to listen to them if he wants to get this big deal done. And, you know, this is the end of the first year of his presidency. This is a unique opportunity to get this done. And if we don't get this done, the consequences are going to be absolutely devastating.
So if DACA is tomorrow not part of the deal, what do you do next?
We think it's absolutely critical it does get done. But if you saw some sort of like 72-hour extension, which I think is possible here, the urgency doesn't go away. I mean, we have 122 DACA recipients every day falling out of status. On March 5th, that skyrockets to 1,400 DACA recipients every single day. This is going to be something that until this is resolved, people are going to be fighting incredibly hard. Republicans, Democrats, independents, business owners, dreamers, all lined up to say we have to get this done right now. Every day that there's a delay, there are horrible, horrible consequences.
That's Todd Schulte, who is the president of the group Forward.us, also former chief of staff at the Obama Super PAC Priorities USA Action. Todd, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.